Hey, this is Carson and Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Thursday, May 13th, 2021. We'll get into the Good Vibe Tribe. We've got a brand new War of the Roses that involves skydiving, which is pretty funny. A new study that says women are just as perverted as men when it comes to checking out the other sex. And we'll get the latest. Guess who's coming to town? Tom Brady and Gronk. Stop me if you've heard this before. The Celtics lost last night. They are officially in the play-in tournament in the playoffs.
Which we thought was going to happen, right?
Really?
Well, it's better than not being able to be in the play-in.
Yeah, whatever.
Well, we didn't think it was going to happen at the beginning of the season when we thought they were good.
No. Yeah, exactly.
Mm. It's been a rough year.
Yeah. At this point,
if
they lose straight games out, so I think it would be three games and they would be out of the play-in series.
Yeah.
They would be eligible for a lottery pick. That's how bad they are this season.
At this point, burn it down.
Yeah, it's embarrassing.
Yeah, get the good pick.
The Cavaliers had lost 11 straight games before they played us last night. And we're like, we got your remedy right here.
No, if you're a team that has lost like 10, 15 games in a row, just come
Bro.
To Boston.
We got
Streak Breakers!
Yes. Slump Busters were called, Dan.
Yep.
Slump Busters.
That's it.
Also, if you missed the news yesterday, Tom Brady and Gronk will be back at Gillette Stadium Sunday night. That is October
3rd, right?
3rd, thank you. It will be a Sunday night football game at 8:20.
Tickets are already $1,000, from what I understand.
Yeah, StubHub's going to be wild for those.
It's funny. I've been reading stories from Buccaneers websites because mm-hmm. that's so much better to me because they love this right now. Their team has been terrible for two decades.
Right.
And Tom Brady's come in and they have now the most popular jerseys, the most popular gear, the most popular team.
They got a
Super Bowl.
Up here too.
Yeah, exactly. So do you think you're going to hear more cheers for Tom Brady than anybody else out there when he plays at Gillette?
I
think
so.
Yeah.
I think he'll get a standing ovation.
Yeah.
Everyone in the building will still be rooting for the
He's
Patriots.
He's beloved.
Right.
He can do no wrong, which is weird, but it is what it is.
The question is, who will be the quarterback for the Patriots playing against Tom Brady?
We stand Stidham.
Okay, Mac Jones!
That's a dark horse in the race.
It's what I do, Dan.
Yeah, I'm going to say by game four in the season, it will not be Cam Newton. It will be Mac Jones.
Do you think it'll be the other guy?
Yeah,
Mac Jones?
I think so.
Mac Jones!
Yeah, by the fourth game, I think it will be. So,
okay.
Anyway, let's get to the Good Vibe Tribe.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports on people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. There are people in this world doing good work and we are here to celebrate them. So don't worry about a thing. Nah. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Drop me a text at 617-931-1234. Maybe we'll feature your story in the Good Vibe Tribe. Banners, which is right down there by the garden, mm-hmm. is hosting a job fair.
Yes.
And they are offering up to a $1,000 signing bonus, potentially.
For certain awesome. Positions. So.
Yeah. So just
and they're just the nicest folks.
They're the best.
It's the last place we were before we shut down.
Yeah. That's right. We did the big bachelorette party there,
it was
right?
so much fun.
Yeah. So Banners, again, that's inside the TD Garden. It's their sports bar in there. It's spectacular. So just look that up. If you're looking for a job, you might score yourself $1,000. You're welcome. A family in Virginia couldn't afford their puppy's $700 vet bill when it came down with the virus, but their 11-year-old son loves the puppy. So he took matters into his own hands, and he set up a booth on the side of the road to sell all of his Pokemon cards.
I cannot.
His mom posted a photo of it, and people donated over $1,900 on the GoFundMe. We should get Posty on this story. Like, if we could get Post Malone, we know how much he loves the Pokemon. Maybe he would sell a few of his cards.
He is looking for some cards.
He is.
He might buy them.
He might buy them, yes. Maybe a little overvalue in the cards.
Maybe so.
A 47-year-old therapist in New York is raising money for a domestic abuse charity by running across the entire state in a wedding dress.
I love it.
Wow.
Last year, a third grader in Virginia made headlines when he helped collect over 6,000 pieces of PPE for frontline workers, and he liked the feeling of helping people so much, he's still at it. He shifted his focus to helping the homeless. He says he wants to show kids, no matter how old you are, you can make a difference. Minor League Baseball is back after missing all of last season because of COVID, and it turns out the Cubs AAA team did something pretty amazing. Michael Gartner is the majority owner of the Iowa Cubs.
Good old Iowa Cubs.
Which are based in Des Moines.
They are indeed.
And during the pandemic, he kept all of his employees on payroll. Everyone got their full pay and benefits. Mike says it cost him about $4 million, but they needed the money more than I did.
Oh,
that is incredible,
wholesome,
right?
Wholesome Midwesternness right there.
That's a good boss. That's what you should be doing.
We had Go more Cubs. Owners like that around.
Go Cubs! Yep.
Kennedy, what do you have for the Good Vibe Tribe audio this morning?
You know we love a good mashup here on the Good Vibe Tribe. So I'd like to give to you know Blake Shelton, Gwen Stefani getting married.
Yes. Shelfani Fest.
So so I give you Blake Shelton singing God's Country and Gwen Stefani singing No Doubt. Or No Doubts Don't Speak.
Right outside of this one church town, there's a gold dirt road to a whole lot of nothing. Got a deed to the land, but it ain't my ground. This is God's country. We used to be together, every day together, always.
Bring it back, Blake.
We pray for rain and thank him when it's falling, cause it brings a grain and a little bit of money. We put it back in a plate, I guess that's why they call it God's country.
Oh, Kennedy.
Not bad. Not bad. That's pretty clever.
That is so fire.
That is pretty cool. Thank
love
you,
that
Kennedy.
Song. You betcha.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-931-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix. Let's get to the dirty.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Well, it is the end of an era. The Ellen DeGeneres Show is coming to an end. She says that the upcoming 19th season of Ellen will be her last. She made this announcement yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Kennedy.
I am announcing that next season, season 19, is going to be my last season. 2 years ago, I signed a deal for 3 more years, and I always knew in my heart that season 19 would be my last. 19 is a great number. First of all, the 19th Amendment gave women the right to vote. Also, on the periodic table, 19 is the atomic number for potassium. You may wonder why I've decided to end after 19 seasons. The truth is, I always trust my instincts. My instinct told me it's time. As a comedian, I have always understood the importance of timing, and I promise you that we are going to have a fantastic final season. It will be a season where I truly get to say thank you.
She plans to address this today with an interview with Oprah Winfrey on her episode of Ellen, and word is Tiffany Haddish is poised to take over her spot.
Wow.
Now, on the other side of this is the real reason why she decided to leave on her 19th season. So, from my understanding, the Daily Mail leaked this story before she even mentioned it on the air, which had people scrambling. They say the show has bled viewers since the toxic environment around the Ellen Show was made public. Mm-hmm. You might remember that. She went on a hiatus for a bit, came back, and talked about it on the air. Ratings for total households for the past year were down 40% in New York and Chicago. In L.A., she's lost 59% of her viewers and so on through the cities. And this saw on the Instagram, so it has to be true. That because it was released on the Daily Mail before she made the announcement, no one knew. Like, key people hadn't been planned. Nobody, you know, her staff really didn't know. No, and it wasn't supposed to be announced yet. Her personal rep was initially telling press the story was false, and she angered many news outlets as she was adamant that the Daily Mail story was fake and that she was not leaving the show. Mm-hmm. So all of that happened, and a lot of people speaking out about, you know, it's probably more about lost viewers and people who just couldn't come back after those stories of of the toxic work environment. But either way, it ends next year.
It's a heck of a run, though. 19 years hosting that show, as successful as it was. I mean, there was a time period there where it was the thing on television.
People wanted to go. It was fun. It was nice to watch after school or whatever it was. I think it's time, though. I think she knows that at the end of the day. I think she knows.
So many stories are coming out. It's time to go.
It's time.
It really is.
And there's a lot of, you know, I think there's some other good shows out there, too, that are ready to kind of step up and take over in that role. Does, you know, those shows serve a purpose.
Yeah.
And I want to see them continue on in that style. And there's a couple that have stood out over the past season or two. So that's interesting. Is that Tiffany Haddish an absolute, or is that just reckless speculation?
That's just what I heard. She would be awesome.
I have some American Idol information for you. We don't talk about it too much here, but you know they're down to the final five. And a contestant by the name of Caleb Kennedy is no longer in the running to win after a video surfaced of him sitting next to someone wearing a Ku Klux Klan-like hood. He announced his departure from Idol saying, "Hey, y'all, this is going to be a bit of a surprise. There was a video that surfaced on the internet, and it displayed actions that were not meant to be taken in that way." He claims the video is from when he was younger, and he did not think about the actions, but says that's no excuse. He's apologized to his fans and people he disappointed and says he's going to take time to better himself. He closes by saying, "I'm so sorry. I pray that I can one day regain your trust in who I am and have your respect." Here he was on the Coldplay episode.
Yeah, I like the tone of his voice.
So, it just...
Yeah. So, what ended up being the story behind the photo?
Well, I've read a couple different things, and basically it's him sitting next to someone who's wearing a hood that looks very much like Ku Klux Klan.
It's white and pointy, for sure.
Yeah, and he says that it was... you know, remember that movie, The Strangers?
Yeah.
Where the two women wore masks and the guy wore, like, this white hood?
Uh-huh.
He said that that's what it was supposed to be. But again, you know, he's... He took responsibility and said, "It is what it is, and I shall move on and you know, better myself." So
that sucks if it's not true.
I well, again, don't know.
Yeah,
it looks pretty bad. The optics aren't good. So
where is he from originally?
I don't know the answer to that question. Right. But
what, Caleb Kennedy?
Caleb Kennedy.
All right, thank you, Kennedy.
And
no relation.
And in case you might have seen things going on about Dionne Warwick, rumors of her death have been greatly exaggerated.
What?
And she wants you to know it just ain't true.
I am alive and kicking.
Stop.
Now, this is the second time you ever made me dead. Which I think is not very nice. No, I'm not. I didn't die, as you can see. I am totally alive. So, but thank you for caring enough to have sorrow for me.
Just love her.
You are hitting me. Nope. Y'all made me dead twice. I love her so much. She's honestly probably the best thing to come out of social media in the last year.
She really is. All right, guys, coming up at 7:30, Tristan Nogelein Cheaton Thompson's side piece is lawyered up. Plus, Colton Underwood says that he was blackmailed into making his announcement. We will dig into that.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go
on Mix 104.1.
Gotta thank his mother for a butt like that, Kennedy. 617-931-1234. I came across this story, and it involves this place called the Kinsey Institute.
Oh, okay,
and
then.
And it's a little bit adult.
You got me.
It's a little adult. I'm just going to tell you what the Kinsey Institute is. They do research in sex, gender, and reproduction. And what they do is their health is their mission is to advance sexual health and knowledge worldwide.
Yeah, Alfred Kinsey was one of the first people to sort of talk about this.
Exactly.
Is it there like the Kinsey scale?
All of these things.
Yes, all of these things.
Well, then Carson, I'm in. I believe it's credible.
This is from, thank you, Kennedy. This is from the Kinsey Institute. And what they did is they essentially put like pictures and videos in front of people, and they had them watch these pictures and videos, men and women, all sorts of different adult things, and then tracked their eyeballs to see what they were looking at.
Right.
And I think there is this rumor out there that guys are just looking at boobs and butts.
Well, it's not a rumor. I've seen it happen a million times. But I, too, am looking at
don't
boobs
and besmirch
butts.
Don't you besmirch us.
No, right? I look at them, too, Dan. And I look at them, too.
That women never do such things. That they're just, you know, they're gazing into their eyes. They're looking for strong features of the face. They're trying to figure out their personality.
Right,
and guys are just, was it ogling or oogling or whatever? What is the
ogling.
Ogling, yes. That is the prevailing theme in life,
you're
right?
You're right.
It took me a very long time to realize that women can be just as gross as men.
It's not gross.
It's not gross.
You know what I mean.
It's a pretty. I'm appreciating.
Appreciate, don't hate, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it turns out in this study that women's eyes went right for the butt and right for the package quicker than the guys went for the boobs and the butts.
Okay.
And
that's
so
interesting.
And so now what I would like to do is to get the women that listen to this show to fess up. to be honest,
okay,
to call in and tell us, what are you looking at when you first see a guy? Are you doing this? Or did they get it wrong? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And Kennedy, there's like 5,000 women waiting to talk to you right now.
All right.
Who do we have up first, Dan? My computer's locked up.
We have Stephanie from Duxbury.
Hey, good morning, Stephanie. What are you looking at with a dude?
If I was looking, I'm not because I'm married, but if I was, the first thing I would look at is their abs or their stomach.
Stephanie, do you feel that because you're married, you can't look anymore?
Yes.
Maybe.
What about the phrase that looking is free?
The human body is a wonderful thing. I think it's all right to appreciate it.
Sexual beings.
Indeed.
It's okay.
But I love that you said that, Stephanie. Hi, yeah. Stephanie's husband, who's clearly listening.
He must have great abs.
Love you.
I'll call in tomorrow. Separated.
Oh, no. All right, Dan.
Oh, love you, girl.
Dan, who do we have next?
Annalise.
All right. Good morning, Annalise. What are you looking at? Be honest with us.
So I usually look at the face, but when I first met my boyfriend, he has the biggest butt I've ever seen on a guy before. So
he's got that Kim K booty.
No joke.
Were you like, I gotta have that dunk?
He's like,
not quite, but
I can't.
Oh my God, Becky. Look at his butt.
I like so big butts.
That is spectacular.
We got Emmy from Danvers.
Oh, good morning, Emmy. What are you looking at first? Be honest with us.
No, I'm going to be totally honest. I've never been a butt person. I always look at the eyes. I like upper arm and forearm muscles.
Yeah.
And then hair, especially if you're a ginger, like you've got me like from the get-go. So.
Really?
Because there's so few of us.
There's so few of us.
I gotta repopulate, you know?
Gingers with thick forearms.
I love it.
He's like, I gotta do it for my people.
That's amazing. All right, who do we have up next, Dan?
Four is Nadine from Franklin.
Good morning, Nadine. What are you looking for? Be honest with us.
I am, but their eyes definitely, but music is the immediate question.
Stop music. No, yes. They're putting images up in front of you and videos. You're not thinking about music. What are you really looking at?
I know. So it's their eyes. Their eyes first.
See, awesome.
I asked you to call in and be honest with us. You just called in and flat out lied.
Don't you call her a liar.
All right. Who's last, Dan?
Maggie from Andover.
Maggie, be honest with us. What are you looking at physically on a man when you first see him?
Okay, so usually I'm looking at the calves, and then the butt, and then the eyes, like in that order.
She has an itemized list. That's brilliant.
I love it.
I like the calves.
The calves of it
if
all.
If you're not doing calf raises, please don't call her.
I feel just, like you guys
yeah,
are.
Yeah, don't skip leg day.
Yeah, girly, you're telling me.
I feel like we're all missing the most important thing.
Yes.
At least for me.
Yes, Kennedy.
A wedding ring. That's what I look for first.
You,
and I'm not even lying. You've
you
been
look
with
at their
me.
Hands. You really do.
Ring check. Ring check.
I gotta start taking the stairs at work. Instead of using the elevator, get my cab game up.
Yes, Dan.
From the 774, I love men, but their package is the last thing I'm looking at. Let's be real. From the 978, we're looking at their bank account.
No.
Not first.
It's a hard thing to look for.
Yeah. Don't care.
Shoulders. Somebody said I'm looking at their shoulders.
A back.
Honestly, I look at how they carry themselves and how they dress.
Yeah, I messed up on that a couple times.
That's not what science says. The Kinsey Institute says you're looking at their package in their butt. Okay? Just own it. It's okay.
I want to be in the study.
I'm not a liar when I say first thing I look at is a wedding ring. After sure. that, then.
What's the second thing you look at?
You so crazy. I don't know. Because usually they have a wedding ring and I just live along.
What do you have for the dirty coming up, Kennedy?
All right. So we're going to talk about Tristan Thompson's side piece has lawyered up. Plus, Colton Underwood was blackmailed into making his announcement. I'm going to tell you everything I know.
It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. So you will recall that Colton Underwood came out as gay in an interview with Robin Roberts on Good Morning America. And something he's revealed has me just shaking my head. He was speaking to Variety, and he said he didn't plan on doing that announcement like he did and claimed that he had to do it because he was blackmailed. Last year, he says some anonymous person emailed him claiming he had nude photos of Colton at an LA gay spa, threatening to out him. Now, Colton kept it a secret that he was being blackmailed, but ultimately decided to go public about his sexuality before anyone else had the chance. He says he was at the spa just to look, but he said he'd experimented with men before his time on The Bachelor. But he was indeed the virgin bachelor. He stands by that. But he said he did experiment with men prior to being on The Bachelorette. And he says, when I say hookups, I don't mean sex, and like that matters. Mm-hmm. But in any event, can you believe this?
It just makes me sick to my stomach that people think that they can do this to somebody. Mm. That they are sharing the most vulnerable, hard thing in their life to talk about their sexuality, especially for someone like him who is so devout in his religion and probably has argued with himself mentally about this for so long. It's just disgusting.
And places, you know, that you go to be around people who are like you.
Yes, that you and, feel safe.
And you feel safe there, and it's supposed to be a place of safety. Yeah, exactly. Yes.
And then somebody's taking your picture to try and blackmail you.
Nude photos.
Like, this isn't your story. Stay
it's
out of
disgusting.
It.
Disgusting.
Yeah, it's bad.
So there's that. Now, Tristan Thompson. We've been speaking about him and this woman, Sydney Chase.
I'm sorry, who?
Tristan No Good Cheating Lion Thompson.
Oh, okay.
Speaking of garbage people.
That person I know.
Who can't
know.
Play defense.
So if you have not heard the story, there's a woman by the name of Sydney Chase who claims that they were together during the time that he has been with Chloe. And he has sent cease and desist letters to anyone talking about it. However, she has hired Gloria Allred to represent her. So you know you mean business when you hire Gloria Allred. Gloria says that Sydney has hired her firm to conduct a full investigation to substantiate the relationship between her and Tristan. Gloria says she and Sydney would share the collected evidence if he makes himself available in person to answer questions and provide any requested documentation. She says that Sydney will be there and Chloe is welcome to attend. She said that we believe that the truth will emerge through this process when we conclude our investigation, when we will then advise Sydney regarding her legal options.
In other words, she just said to him, simmer down now.
Show me the receipts.
Simmer down. If he's smart, he will just go radio silent.
That's what I mean.
I don't think it was him. I think it was the Kardashian Jenner machine that was doing all that. Mm. I really don't. You know
doing
what I mean?
What?
All the cease and desist, all of it. It's what they do.
Yeah, but I don't know if they'd want to get involved in that because Chloe.
They just don't want the publicity, though. They don't want that.
Oh, no, they like the publicity. That's good for the brand, just not this publicity.
And I want to say a couple of weeks ago, there were some rumblings about Vegas residencies and who was going to be making announcements. And like Celine Dion and
Carrie Underwood
had posted something and then we never heard.
Yes.
Well, kids, it's happening. Katy Perry, Celine Dion, Carrie Underwood, and Luke Bryan are all going to be having residencies at the theater at Resorts World Las Vegas. Here's Celine.
I hope you'll join me in Las Vegas at my brand new show at Resorts World this coming November. We're working on something very, very special. And I'm super excited about it.
Wow.
So Celine Dion is doing 10 shows in November. Okay. Carrie Underwood is doing 6 shows in December. Katy Perry is doing 8 shows at the end of December, early January. And Luke Bryan is doing 6 shows in February.
Hmm. That's kind of fun.
So it's a really limited residency.
Right.
I don't even know that I'd call it a residency.
Yeah,
but
if you're a fan of one of those artists and you think you might want to go to Vegas for a weekend, this is the way to do it.
So there we go.
See, I have no desire to ever go to Vegas, but I would love to see Celine Dion.
You like, gotta go once, Annie.
Yeah. It just really
Vegas
doesn't do
wild.
It for me.
It's wild. It's just, there's a lot of great shows to see there, too.
Right, like I would like going to a concert, but like the other, it's just skeevy to me.
Oh, the people watching is top notch. I mean, really, Annie. The drunk bachelorette girls are just enough for the price of admission.
I don't want to go and sit inside in a smoky casino. And
they're not all smoky anymore.
It just grosses me out.
I feel like I missed my window to have peak Vegas fun. Like I feel like I would have crushed it at 25.
You met
you're only 30, Dan.
I know,
stop.
But I'm different. Like, things
no,
changed.
I don't know. We went to Vegas.
In Vegas stays in Vegas.
How old were we when we went to Vegas, Kennedy? I think we were like 30. And it
was it Tallahassee?
No, it was close.
Tallahassee.
It's like 2003.
Old.
Yeah. We were 30, Dan.
Woof. All right, guys. Coming up at 8:30, we're going to talk.
Because you're just old enough to know better, but
you have enough money to do what you want.
Yeah, exactly.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Good morning, Caitlin. Welcome to War of the Roses.
Hi.
What's going on? What do you got going on in your life that you need to do roses today?
So my boyfriend and I decided to celebrate our anniversary in a crazy big way.
So he booked this skydiving experience, and I am totally scared of heights. They totally freak me out. Anyway, so I decided that I would do it for him because I love him and put on my big boy pants. And so I do it. So we went last Saturday, right? So, and he was being so amazing, and he was being supportive of me, and he was holding my hand and reassuring me the whole time that I was going to be okay. And I was like, thank you. Then my head and his shoulder, and I had butterflies in my stomach the whole time. It was like perfect. It was like the perfect day. So we jump out of the plane, get this, and he yells, "I love you, Kathleen," at the top of his lungs.
Oops.
I was like, okay, did I mishear it? Because my name is Caitlin. I was like, really? Maybe I just could, like, you were like falling through the air. I misunderstood it. So get this. My name is Caitlin, and his girlfriend's name is Kathleen.
Oh,
so
dude.
I don't know. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm like, am I hearing things? I'm not sure. I don't know what's happening. So I would love, love, love if you guys could help me figure this out.
Okay. So you understand how Roses works. Kennedy's going to act like she works for his cell phone company, call him up, offer him a dozen long stemmed red roses. And he has to tell us who he wants to send them to. Okay. And right. So we'll leave you on the line for all this, but please be very quiet while this unfolds. Okay.
Perfect. Thanks, you guys.
Shelly, are you ready?
I am.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, can I please speak with Pete?
Yeah, it's he. What's up?
Hi, Pete. My name is Shelly. I'm calling from your wireless provider. How are you today?
Good.
Okay, just want to preface this call by saying I'm not calling from our billing department. I'm not trying to get you to change plans or anything like that. I'm actually calling from our customer service department, and we want to thank you for being such a loyal customer with us by offering you a dozen long-stemmed red roses that we can send anywhere in the continental United States today, free of charge. How does that sound?
Wait. Hang on. You said you're...
Yes.
Okay. So... You're selling flowers or something?
We're giving them to you for being a loyal customer.
that's nice, yeah, with your prices. But yeah, I'll take it. If that's, I don't know why you're doing it, but...
Okay, I just need a name for the card.
I guess I don't care. A name for the card?
Yeah.
Name for the card, Kathleen. Kathleen.
Kathleen? Are you kidding me? Like, what the f***, Pete? So I wasn't, so I actually wasn't crazy when we were skydiving and you yelled, "I love you, Kathleen," as we're jumping out of a plane, Pete? Hello, Pete? Hello?
What?
Are you there? Are you there?
Yeah. Oh, wait.
Kaylin. Hang on, Kaylin. It's obviously it's going to take a minute to explain this to Pete. Pete.
What's up?
Hey, this is Carson and Kennedy. We're on the radio right now. It's called War of the Roses. And you just decided to send roses to another woman instead of Kaylin. Would you like to explain that?
I'm not in a position to explain anything. I have a cold. It might be COVID. I've got to go in for testing. So, this is last thing on my mind right now.
Well, I think
last
it's the
thing
first
on your mind?
Caitlin's.
Yeah. So first thing. Yeah. Thanks, you guys. Okay. So first of all, it's our anniversary last Saturday, right? So you decide to take me up to do something I didn't ever want to do in my whole life. So what? I'm scared of heights. So you take me up skydiving. We jump out of the plane, risking my life, parachute couldn't open, and you yell, "I love you, Kathleen."
Let me talk to you after my COVID test or something about this.
Oh, shut up. No, I'm telling you, Pete, I said, I know that you did that, and you're trying to make me say that you didn't do it. You're totally gaslighting me.
making me think that I'm crazy.
I don't think this is, we're up in the air, very high. Honey, okay, like, both of us are very...
No, Pete, are you high now? Missed, that's the only thing that's high.
No, no, I'm sick. I'm sick. I might have COVID or something. I don't know. But I did not say Kathleen. I said Kate.
You are such a f-ing liar, Pete. Come on.
It's very close. They're both like Kate.
And you're sending the roses to Kathleen? Why the hell are you sending roses to Kathleen? You guys broke up. We're going out now. My name is Caitlin. Remember?
No, I don't think he does. Okay. I really don't.
You remember that thing about Bill Gates? He had this mistress. He just saw once a year.
Oh, my God. I'm hanging up. I'm sorry.
What are you saying?
He's gone. Caitlin, I hung up on him. I couldn't take anymore.
The hell was he talking about?
I can't. I swear he's high out of his mind, you guys. It's like totally, I don't know.
Well, I'm very sorry.
That was weird.
Well, thank you. You know what I think this is? This phone call is so weird. It's just like proof to me that, like, yeah, go ahead and send the flowers, Kathleen, because I don't know what who this person is.
I don't either.
A year, and this is the, yeah.
Well,
wow.
I wish you the best, Caitlin, and I don't think Pete's your guy.
I don't think Pete's anybody's guy.
I don't think he is either, you guys. Thank you so much. This all clears right. up so much whatever for the past year.
All right. Bye, Caitlin.
Bye. Thanks again.
Sorry.
Bye.
Wow.
He was on a different planet than we were.
I just, in my head, I envision Pete Davidson.
It's wild they let him jump out of a plane.
No, Pete There's Davidson's not enough sober.
In the world.
Nope.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.